We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Happy Thursday, Chicago. I know you're out there working your little tail off.
Yeah, while you're shaking your little tail, you're probably being good to everybody that you pass. If you're not, please do.
And we're going to keep you connected. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. And it is time for the top six at six.
Number six.
Give it to us.
Number six today is, I feel like I had a good one about myself.
Did you ride your scooter again?
Of course.
Oh, I love it. You know what? Really fast before you go, your scooter, I didn't know what it looked like. It looks like a baby motorcycle, like an actual motorcycle.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's black. You know, some scooters are like, you know, hot fuchsia, bright orange. So
maybe
if you are stationary right now, because I don't want you to do it while you're driving. What is going on with my feedback? You hear it?
Yeah, I do. Is your headphones up just really loud?
No. Whoa, my headphones like this all the time. I'm bummed. This was happening yesterday all day.
I know.
Anyways, weird. I'll fix it.
Okay.
So what were you asking me again? Sorry.
We were talking about your scooter. And if you're stationary, because you don't want people to do it while they're driving.
Go to B96 Chicago on Instagram and you can see the video. The video of me leaving B96 in my scooter.
Yeah, I'm the one taking the video, watching him go.
What's funny is that I told Nina, don't record me.
I thought you just meant like in front of the thing. Like, because I was going to take a picture of you, like,
with your
scooter.
No, because you have my license of my scooter on there.
Oh. Well, you could have texted me and told me to take it down.
Oh, I thought when I first said, when you said, can I record you? And I said, no. And then I thought that that was the one.
Well, I didn't fully understand that because I thought it was just a picture. So from the backside, I was like, oh, you'll think this is funny.
Number six, though, is that I did ride my scooter in today. And then I am still running, walking, because I hurt my groin. That was my number six.
Oh.
I hurt my groin. It sucks. I can't work out the way that I want to, but I'm still riding my scooter because that really, in real life, makes me happy.
Number five.
Okay, should I take it down then?
I could take it down enough if I wanted to. I got the password to B96.
I know, but it's up on my Instagram too. So.
Oh.
All right, moving forward. Number five. So my big news is I told my parents last night that I was coming home.
Oh.
Because it wasn't a for sure thing.
Did they cry?
I've just been talking about it. My mother did.
Nina, it's been months since you've been there.
Yeah, my parents live in Seattle, and I haven't seen them since Christmas. And, with all of this, I didn't think I was going to be able to get home at all until maybe Christmas again, because I've been really nervous to fly. But Gabe and I have been talking in studio, and I was like, you know what? Screw it.
Tell them the car.
I'm going to drive. I'm getting a Jeep Wrangler. I'm taking
that top down,
and I'm driving. And one of my friends is coming with me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I know. So it'll be nice, because it's a 30-hour drive. So my mother was screaming and crying.
Say that again.
It's a 30-hour drive.
But you're stopping somewhere.
We're going to stop somewhere. So I was looking at all the different states we're going through. Like, it's going to be pretty wild. And on the way back, we're going to try to take a different route because it's a 30-hour drive.
I want you to really take for a second, like, think about where your mom lives.
Yeah.
Seriously, think about where your dad lives right now. You in the car driving around. They live 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour away, majority of you, right? And it's like, sometimes, like, even I, as a Chicagoan, had to really take myself out of my own situation and see how difficult that is to not see your parents for six, almost 7 months.
Yeah.
Like, that's extremely difficult. So I want you guys to really think about that. Like, Nina's not seeing her parents for a long time. And I'm saying that to say, think about yours. Call them. Go see them.
If you can see them and they're 20 minutes away, don't wait 2 weeks to see them if you can. So I told them that. And my dad's reaction was, why?
Stop it. How are you getting back? You're driving back too?
I'm going to drive back too. Awesome, getting a COVID test and hitting the road.
See, but that sounds like a vacation.
That it is.
Number four.
I got to watch my daughter all 7 days while my wife works.
But how excited are you? Daddy-daughter time.
Yay.
Yeah.
Number four is Demi Lovato and Will Ferrell. They're going to be starring in a movie together. And did you know Will's movies were what helped Demi through her rehabs and such.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
We kind of had this really special moment. She had just come out of her last rehab stint. And I go, "You're so sweet. We can't believe you're doing this. We just can't believe." And she said, "But I have to tell you, like, watching your movies really kind of helped me kind of go through what I had to go through." And it's weird when you get hit in the chest with something like that. And it's so personal to her. And it was one of the sweetest things ever. It was really kind of beautiful.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Like, he's a funny guy, right? You know, he's out there and he just makes people laugh. So sometimes when comedy is your thing, you don't realize when people are in dark places how important that really is.
Nina, you and I think we are just literally talking idiocies on the radio every day.
Yes, because we are.
trying to make sentences out of nothing. And then you'll run across someone that's like, "Hey, you know, I lost my mom today, and I've been crying uncontrollably, but you guys made me laugh." And you're like, "Oh, I didn't even know. I was just talking about taking a shower before eating pie."
And it's very important.
That's all right.
Number three.
This is kind of on that movie train again, but it's happening. Robots are officially taking jobs of people. It's happening, and it's starting in Hollywood. So there's a new sci-fi movie that's coming out, but they decided to make the main character. This is not like, you know, a Pixar kind of a movie. The main character is going to be an actual robot. Her name is Erica. They programmed her to learn how to act by teaching her the craft. Yeah, it says the creators taught her the craft of acting by applying the principles of method acting to artificial intelligence. What? It's happening.
Is there a clip of this?
No, it's just they're writing about it. The movie is going to be called Bee, and it's a sci-fi movie. There's going to be other actors in the movie, but the main character is this robot. Now, this trips me out because if this works and they have this robot and you can program certain personalities, be funny, be empowering, be intelligent.
Is my girl going to get one of these of me and then, like, do away with me?
Oh. The perfect man.
You do your exes? Could you imagine that? You put all your text messages from your exes, you know what I mean? No. Like, all your text messages, your emails exchange, you have them do a Google search for them, and then all of a sudden that person ends up, like,
talking like them, walking like
video.
Them.
Oh, yeah, because you'd see the video. Okay.
That's creepy.
Number two.
Do you got one more over there, Nina? Because I want to save mine for the very last. Because something that you and I were talking about yesterday.
Okay, cool. This is actually more ridiculousness. But if you are like me and you have what you believe to be sweet blood and you're getting eaten up by mosquitoes. I talked about this earlier this week. But this was really interesting to me because there are actual reasons why mosquitoes love you. And it's not because you have sweet blood. It could be just because of your body temperature. You just worked out. You're stressed out. I guess your stress levels make you attractive. If you haven't showered and you're stinky, then the mosquitoes want to drink your blood. Dark clothing. And then this one, alcohol. When you're drinking alcohol, it dilates the blood vessels in your skin, making it a little warmer, which attracts the mosquitoes. Like, what?
I thought the mosquitoes just wanted to turn up. I didn't know.
They're about to.
Number one.
All right. No, the number one story, Nina sent me this video yesterday.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And then I played it for Nicole. Her and I started watching it. And then the backlash on the internet got so big, she had to respond.
I was so upset.
She had to respond. So if you're not familiar with this video, it's basically a woman throwing a baby in the water.
Like an infant. Just
newborn.
Look,
could be
like
2 months old maybe. And this is what I remember. So basically they toss the baby in and then think about like an anvil almost just being thrown into the water. The baby goes down. You almost panic for a second. And then the woman jumps in. And then gets the baby and, like, does
starts
some little...
Getting, like, getting the baby's attention. It's the weirdest thing, but the baby's face is what made me cry because it looks so scared.
Of course. And imagine the baby was submerged underwater for, like, 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
Easily.
Right? What'd you say, 2 seconds?
Oh, my God,
anyway, so she came out and then everybody... I mean, which I understood it when I saw the video, but it was a child's... Or baby infant survival class.
Right.
But, I mean, it was clear as day. But everyone was going so hard, like... Why is she doing? And the comment section was going great. So she had to come out and respond. Like, guys, this is an infant survival class. I'm trained to do this.
I never heard of an infant survival class. And also, like, you always hear that if you're going to do baby swimming classes, it's, you know, the kind where you're holding your baby and you're in the water. What is an infant survival class?
Well, from the looks of that video, like, they drown them and then they lift them up from the water and they're like, hey, I did that. Now, check it out. Google. It's on Complex on Instagram. All right, guys. More fun on the way. It's B96. Oh, I'm doing my running man right now.
I know, right? I just start to move every time I hear the beat.
Wait, it's now time. I'm doing the backtrack. Oh.
Because you're so old school.
Hit the cabbage patch. Hit the cabbage. I was thinking, yes, Gabe and Nina, B96, we're about to play TBT, our throwback trivia game. And Nina's about to tell you one in just a second. But I was saying, you know, because we sing the part, like, go you old school, go you old school. And then we got to do, like, something.
Like, gotta they got to sing back.
Yeah, like, give you a shout out.
How old school are you?
Yeah, right. And then maybe I could, like, punch it in and they'll be like, I'm so old school. All right, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, mine still rock.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to go somewhere. It didn't happen fast enough.
I used to own a pair of Keds.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. You see what I'm saying? Like,
all right.
Cute.
So we're going to let you sing a little something if you get all three right, because we are going to ask you three questions.
Yes. 877-591-9696. That's the number you need if you know the correct answer to this. This show first aired in 2003. Starring Charlie Sheen and John Cryer, whose characters are brothers.
Mm.
Charlie's the rich one that takes in his newly divorced brother, Alan, and his son. Ashton Kutcher even recently joined the show as an internet billionaire living in Charlie's house.
All right, 877-591-9696. If you know the answer to that, call in. We're also going to give you a question about a movie and a song. All right, again, if you get all three right, we're going to improvise this new song we got going for you. 877-591-9696. Call up now. Shelby, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you're going to be playing TBT today. And the way the game works is very simple. We're going to give you three questions, one about a movie, a TV show, and then a song. They're all old school, and we're going to see how old school you are, okay?
Ready, Shelby?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here's the one about the movie. I'm going to try not to make you cry while I tell you about it. This romantic drama came out in 2004 and is a story about Noah and Allie's love. Allie's rich family didn't approve of Noah, who ends up going off to fight in the war. But that, what could have been the end, was just the beginning. It stars Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Shelby, what is the name of the movie?
The Notebook.
Yeah, it is. Did you like my screenplay? Okay. Thanks, Shelby. Your second question. Here's your TV show. The show first aired in 2003, starring Charlie Sheen and John Cryer, whose characters are brothers. Charlie's the rich one that takes in his newly divorced brother, Alan, and his son. Ashton Kutcher recently joined the show as a billionaire living in Charlie's house.
All right, Shelby, I think you know the answer to this one. What's the name of the TV show?
Yes. Two and a Half Men.
Who do you think was better, Charlie Sheen or Ashton Kutcher?
Charlie Sheen.
That's how you know you're old school, because you picked Charlie Sheen. All right. Last one, Shelby. Here we go.
You're pretty old school, but let's see how far. All right. The song. In 2010, Katy Perry teamed up with Snoop Dogg for a song about girls from their home state. What's the name of the song?
California Girls.
Okay, Shelby.
Take it away, Nina.
Shelby, you old school.
Holy crap.
I don't know why it's such a hard song to sing, because I'm like, Shelby, I want you to sing with me.
Go, Shelby. You old school. Shelby. Go, Shelby. You old school, Shelby. How old are you?
Yeah, how old school are you?
Let me see. Did you used to have... No, you're from Crown Point, Indiana.
Did you wear jellies as sandals?
I did not.
Oh.
Gabe and Nina, B96. You know, we're about to do a... We're about to talk to you about Hudsonville ice cream in a second, but the reality is we're literally having regular conversations about it in the studio.
Yeah, about all the ice cream we've been eating, actually. Like,
cause now
whole pint.
Now we have, so they give us the ice cream, obviously, because they want us to try it.
Right, and this is Hudsonville ice cream, by the way.
So we end up having, so now we both have it in our freezer, but last year when they gave it to us, we kept it here at the radio station so we could just eat it here. But we know the reason why now, because we would have smashed every single pint that's there.
Guys, they gave us like almost... Wait, 8 pints?
Something like
each?
That.
Each? I think I have 3 left.
Who gets 8 pints of ice cream at one time?
We do.
And I am smashing it.
It's so good.
We'll tell you more about it in just a little bit. But first, we want to get you on for Wake Up Wars, all right? This is our game that we play each and every weekday at 7:10 a.m. where we get a guy to represent for all the gentlemen of the Chicagoland area, and we put them on Team Gabe.
Right, and then we need a lady to represent for all of the ladies, and then you're going to be on Team Nina. And we really need to win. I'm going to say it again. Thirsty for that Victory Thursday.
The phone number here is 877-591-9696. You're going to get one question about female stuff, one question about male stuff, and then one Chicagoland question. So if you think you're as Chicago can be, we want you to call us up right now to play, all right? 877-591-9696. We got Wake Up Wars and the Baby Daddy check-in on the way on
B96. Gabe and Nina on B96.
That's me. So, yo, it's Kate Nina, B96. It's time for the Baby Daddy check-in. Two dead jokes, one baby updates. It was crazy, man. Yesterday, overnight, I had this crazy, crazy dream where I was virtually weightless.
Okay.
I was like, OMG. Zero milligrams. Oh.
Oh. Okay, you really had to spell that one out for me. Okay.
I was virtually weightless.
Okay.
My baby daddy check-in is that yesterday, my daughter, during the day, slept for 4.5 hours. Now, I know you're not really supposed to have them sleep for that long, but she just didn't get a chance to sleep much.
So, like, at night she didn't? So, all day, that was, like, her long nap?
It was like she was up during the day because we went on a hike.
Okay.
We went to Thatcher Woods over by the 290 in Harlem over there.
Nice. Did she hold up?
Yeah, she was great over there. She loves the breeze. Mm. So when she's outside, she could be screaming at the top of her lungs. You take her outside, a breeze hits her face. She's like, ah, ooh. Anyway.
That's cute.
So needless to say, my little baby girl is getting a lot of sleep, and she likes the outdoors. And if you've never been to Thatcher Woods, they have a really nice little pathway to walk around if you want to get outside.
That's
all right?
Good to know.
Second dad joke, Nina.
Yes.
Wait. Did anyone see the joke I posted recently about my spine?
What?
It was about a week back. Did anyone see the joke I posted recently about my spine?
Here we go again.
It was about a week back.
One more time and then you're a real dad.
The back don't work. It's weak. But it was like a week.
Use that one today,
Wake
guys.
Up Boys up next, guys. B96.
Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up. It's the battle of the sexes for breakfast. Are you Team Gabe or Team Nina? Wake Up Wars on B96.
Gabe and Nina on B96. Happy Thursday. It is time for Wake Up Wars. You know, it's like the battle of the sexes that ultimately at the end of the week ends up in breakfast.
Right. That's why the pressure is on.
So the fellas are winning 2-1 this week. So Rex from the Loop, you got some pressure on you. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Okay. All right, Sarah, you heard that. While he's got pressure, so do you. In a light, fun way, Sarah from Naperville, welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Hi, good morning.
Fortunately, hello and how are you are not part of the Wake Up Wars questions, or else, Rex, you'd have lost already, buddy. But you know what? The cool thing is you do get to decide who goes first today on Wake Up Wars.
All right, I'll go first.
I love it. Sarah, hang on one second, okay? Rex, like I mentioned, you're going to get 3 questions, a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and then a Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right gets themselves a victory today and some bragging rights. You get to feel confident all day, all right? Your first female-centered question, Rex. This popular cosmetic brand is at an affordable price and can be found in drugstores everywhere. Can you finish their slogan? Easy, breezy, beautiful. Don't worry, Rex. Don't worry about it. Here we go. Question number 2, your male-centered question. Look over here. Now look over there. Now I'm on a horse. It was phrases like these that helped this American brand of male grooming products become popular. What is the name of the company?
Gillette.
Ooh, close.
The way to move.
That was close, Rex. All right, let's see if you can get this last one right. It's headquarters week on the show. Okay, so we're going to tell you about a company that's based here in the Chicagoland area, and then you're going to tell me which one it is, all right? This credit card company is headquartered in River Woods, Illinois. Its logo is a big orange circle that replaces the O in the company's name, which also means to find something. Rex, what is the name of the credit card company?
That one is hard. Oh, these are hard.
They are hard today, Rex. Sarah, Rex got 0 questions correct, so we do have an opportunity today. Just have fun with this, Sarah. Your first female-centered question. This popular cosmetic brand is at an affordable price point and can be found in drugstores everywhere. Can you finish their slogan? Easy, breezy, beautiful.
CoverGirl.
Second question. Look over here. Now look over there. Now I'm on a horse. It was phrases like this that helped this American brand of male grooming products become popular. Meanwhile, she's like, where? Okay, what is the name of the company?
I think it's Old Spice.
Okay, Sarah.
I mean, like I said, I thought these questions were easy, but, you know.
It's okay. This is we'll great. Let's try to get all 3 correct, Sarah, just for fun. This is your Chicagoland question, and it is Headquarters Week on the show, so we're going to tell you about a company that's based in Chicagoland, and then you just have to tell us which one it is.
Okay.
This credit card company is headquartered in Riverwood, Illinois. Its logo is a big orange circle that replaces the O in the company's name, which means to find something. What is the name of the credit card company?
My husband works for them. It's Discover.
Good for you. Yes,
that is
Sarah.
Great. Hey, Rex.
Yeah.
Sarah, you know, you thought the questions were difficult. Sarah thought they were simple. She got all 3 right today.
Oh, man.
Good job.
Congratulations, Sarah.
The answers to the questions. Nina, number one
is CoverGirl.
Easy, breezy, beautiful CoverGirl. Question number 2, Old Spice. Look over there. Now look over here. Now I'm on over. And question number 3 was, Rex, question number 3 was unfair because her husband works there.
Yeah, he does, but she still got it right, Rex. So the answer is Discover. Discover.
Oh, man.
Okay, you learned things.
I forgot about this cover.
Rex, where are you headed right now?
I'm heading to work. I'm a mechanic.
What is the most funniest noise you've heard someone make when trying to describe an issue on their car?
That's a good question.
Maybe like a clunky noise.
What would that
wait,
be?
I know exactly what that is. What's the problem there, Rex?
Sarah, what about you? Where are you headed right now?
I'm about to drop the kids off at daycare and then go to work. I work in logistics.
What time do you got to wake up in order to get the kids there?
The kids usually wake up like with the sun at like 5:30. Jeez. So
what a tough... That's a tough gig right there. That's like a job before your job.
It is. So. But then you never have to worry about missing your alarm. So.
Yeah, I guess not. Sarah, we appreciate you playing, and thanks for winning today. And Rex, we appreciate you hanging out as well. All right, have a good one, guys.
Take care, guys.
Bye, guys.
And I just want to thank the guys of the Chicagoland area. I feel like I'm never going to go hungry, ever. I got a steak dinner waiting for me. I got breakfast waiting for me.
Hold on. It might be canceled out this week because now we're tied 2-2. So tomorrow is the deal breaker.
Wasn't I winning?
But the ladies won today. So that means that we're now tied.
Oh, the ladies won today.
Yeah.
Jeez, where am I at right now?
Hello. So let me thank all of the ladies. I would love
Why
to
Why
did
I just talk like we won right there?
I don't know. I was like, you're trying to just take our shine?
Get off my Facebook page.
Ladies.
All right, more B96 on the way. Okay. I'm out of breath a little bit. I just ran back up here. We were supposed to talk about this lady that threw the baby in the water.
Which is a crazy story.
But okay, needless to say, she threw the baby in the water and it was a child safety survival class.
We're gonna post the video.
Yeah, there you go.
At B96 Chicago right now in the story so you can see it. It is kind of like a nerve-wracking thing
to
see.
We got something more important to talk about. So I literally, just right after Wake Up Wars, I run downstairs to my scooter just to like, kind of fix it real quick. And then all of a sudden, I see this note on my scooter.
Yo, I don't know what you're talking about. He just came in freaking out. What is the note?
So the note says, hey, buddy, really sorry, but I hit your scooter as I was trying to park. Please reach out to me. And then he gives me his number so I can take care of the damage.
Does your scooter look messed up right now?
Well, it wasn't on the floor. And then I read the note and I'm saying to myself, what? So, okay, it's an older scooter. It's like 3 or 4 years old. So it has like some rust on it or whatever. But I obviously have to get back upstairs. But I like did a little circle around the thing. I didn't see anything.
That's so weird.
But it was so nice of him to...
But you were down there so fast, so maybe, you know, you just have to see it afterwards.
I want
to
call the guy.
Yeah, call the guy.
Okay, all right.
You left his number?
Yeah, hey, you left his number. Hey, buddy, really sorry, but I hit your scooter as I was trying to park. Please reach out to me. So he's obviously in the building.
Okay, just call him.
Okay, this is way better than talking about some baby that gets thrown in the water.
Okay, which is also a crazy story. Posting it for you right now.
I just didn't see any damage on the left, so I'm curious to see. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to talk to this guy. The nicest guy in Chicago who actually writes
a
note.
That is nice.
We'll talk to him in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's B96.
What is today?
Gabe and Nina, B96. It's so crazy. I want to be upset, but I don't see no damage on my car. So I don't.
He left a note, though. So whatever is wrong with it, it's going to be taken care of.
This guy just hit my scooter, but he left a note. So I'm going to call him up right now. Hang on one second.
Hey, hello.
Hey, is this Eric?
This is Eric, yes.
Hey, this is, my name is Gabriel. You just left a note on my scooter?
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, dude, I'm so sorry about that again.
Nah, dude, it's actually,
I feel so bad about that, but.
No, dude, actually, it's funny that this is the reason why I'm calling you. I went around my scooter and I didn't even see any damage, so I'm not really sure where you were talking about.
Oh, really, man? I don't mean to bring you more bad news, but it's there, bro. It's there on the left side. It's a whole scratch. I did a bad job back in.
Dude, I didn't even see it. I gotta go check it again. I appreciate you putting the note on my scooter. I think that was really nice of you. I mean, there's not many nice people out there in the world, Eric.
No, there is not, but I would have felt horrible. And feel free to call about it anytime.
Okay. Well, Liv, I work in the building. I work at B96. I do the morning show. And so, I mean, after work, I could just hit you up and then, you know, I'll check out the vehicle again and we can square it away, okay?
Okay, great. And sorry.
No, dude, no. I thank thank you for putting the note on my scooter. I appreciate it.
All right.
Take it easy.
Oh my God, I love that guy. He's so nice.
Is he, though? He hit my scooter.
Yeah, but that was an accident. He didn't do it on purpose. He's ready to take full responsibility for it. I love that he left the note. I love that he's happy to talk to you, is very apologetic. I love that. I would totally do that, too. I love that.
I think I want to go back downstairs and see the scooter.
Well, I think the funny part is you didn't even notice anything.
Well, because there's rust all on the back of the scooter. It's an older scooter. So I'm like, if you go on B96 Chicago, I drove it yesterday to work too.
Yeah.
So you can see the scooter if you follow us in our Insta story. But it's like older. So I didn't even, I kind of feel bad for the dude. But I guess it was nice that he left the.
I mean, at the very least, even if it is a scratch, he still took responsibility for that. Like, he felt bad that it was even a little bit.
Maybe I can get a brand new scooter.
Oh my God.
No. It is nice that he left a note, though.
Like, wouldn't you do that? I would totally do that.
Note?
If I hit somebody's car, I did do that, actually.
You left a note before?
Yeah, because I totally scratched somebody's car from the side. And so I left a note. I almost didn't because I was like, this isn't a real dent. This isn't a real thing. And I felt really guilty about it. So when they called me, they're like, don't worry about it.
Really?
We're just going to handle it. Yeah, because it was just a scratch. And they were like, we can buff it out. Don't even worry about it.
I remember one time in the garage here at B96, a gentleman was trying to park next to a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was pulling into the spot, all you hear is, and
so
I was like,
bad.
Oh,
so
like
bad.
Loud. And I look at him and he reverses. And all you hear while he's reversing,
oh God,
and
both
I'm like,
ways.
No. And then he sees me seeing him ruin the car.
Now he's got to leave a note. He's a witness.
He's got to leave a note at that moment.
He get away with
I
that.
I got to be honest. I don't know. Would I leave a note? I don't know if I'd leave a note. I might have parked my car. Like if I'd have scratched the scooter, I might have parked like on the other side.
I moved your car.
Okay.
No witnesses. No note.
People leave no. Okay, listen. Yeah. The phone lines are open right now. First of all, I appreciate this guy. If you're just joining the show, I went to go run and grab something by my scooter. And all of a sudden, this dude, there's a note there and it says, where's the note at? Hey, buddy. Really sorry, but I hit your scooter as I was trying to park. Please reach out to me at this number and I can take care of the damage. Said his name was Eric. So the point is, though, I thought that was really nice.
I love that he did that.
And we want to ask you for just quickly, have you ever left a note on a car because you hit it?
Or are you like, no witness, no note?
Or did you hit a car and park down the block?
877-591-9696.
Call us up now. We want to hear your stories. What a nice guy he was.
He really is.
Gabe and Nina, B96. The nicest dude in the world just left a note on my car, or on my scooter, I should say, saying that he hit it. But I don't see the damage. I guess we'll got to check it out in a second. But are people this nice in the world? We got Lauren on the north side. Good morning.
Good morning.
So did someone leave a note on your car, or did you leave a note on someone's car?
I left a note on someone's car.
Okay, what did you do?
I was at work. I was in my company's car, and I backed up, and I hit the car, and I thought someone see me, so I was so scared, and I was so nervous.
Lauren.
I wrote my name and number down, and I put it on a card. Then I talked to my daughters and told them what I'd done. And they was like, you need to go get that note off that car now.
you did not go back. Did you go back and take it?
Yes. Oh. Yes. I went back. I was so scared, but I went back and got it. So.
That is so funny. Yeah. So you never got in trouble for it?
No.
That so that poor so car funny. Just like had something happen and then it
yes,
was over?
Nina, this happens all the time. People's cars get crushed all the time and no one ever leaves a note. That's why I'm so shocked that this guy was so nice to leave a note.
I'm glad that he did because that's what you should do.
877-591-9696. Have you ever left a note for someone or has anyone ever left a note on your car? Lauren, we appreciate you sharing the story.
I know, I thought, honest.
Kai, hang on one second. I thought she left a note because she was in a company car.
Well, and if somebody saw that, that's then the company maybe would be liable.
Kai in Orland Park, did you leave a note or did someone leave a note on your car?
Kia.
Kia, sorry. My bad.
It's okay. I remember when I was younger, me and my siblings used to leave notes on people's cars. We were waiting on my parents to come out. And we would leave notes on people's cars and watch them come out and walk around their car looking for the damage. But there was no damage.
Wait a second.
Yeah, you are awful.
No. Wait a second. Wait. The funny part about this, or the unfunny part about this, is I just did that.
You just walked, but you were down there so fast.
But no. But I just did that. I just walked down around my vehicle, my scooter, and I was like, we just called the guy, and I was like, I didn't see a scratch on my car.
Is he down there watching you like Kia and her sisters? Like,
so Kia, would you ever tell the people that there was no damage, or you just watch them look like a fool?
No, we would. Up at the people walking around looking for the damage. We wouldn't even leave a number. We would say, sorry for the damage, I owe you, or something like that.
You're a different, that's like a whole different breed. We're out here praising the people leaving notes.
They're
meanwhile.
Called psychopaths. That's what they're called. Thanks for the call. All right, 877-591-9696. Has anyone ever left a note on your car, or have you ever left a note for someone else?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, now you start thinking about what's going on with your scooter.
Now there's another video that could make me go viral. Walking around my scooter like an idiot. Call us up now. Happy Thursday, everybody. Not so happy for me.
But there's a solution.
What's that?
Well, he left you a phone number and stuff. He's going to take responsibility for the little thing.
Somebody just, I guess, hit my scooter. I didn't see any damage. He said it was on his left side.
That's so crazy.
And maybe if I just clean my scooter once in a while, I might
you'll
be able to notice the scratches.
Rita in Des Plaines. So you actually left a note on somebody's car. You're one of the good ones.
I did.
What ended up happening?
So basically, it was whole December. There was black ice, and my car slid. There was kind of like a car that was already in a dent, and that car had also slid because of the black ice. So my car ended up getting safe from going into the ditch. But I got off the car, left him a note, and I fell on the black ice I was falling. The person behind me actually got off their car to help me out to get back into my car.
Gosh.
And the person actually called me.
Good. I'm glad they called you. So everything got taken care of? You handled everything?
Actually, no. It was like a 1988 maybe, like Honda.
Yeah.
He's like, don't even worry about it. You know, it's like my beater car.
Sure.
He's like, but the guy that picked you up, like that helped get in the car,
of course,
is actually my roommate.
Oh, that was nice.
Oh my God, that's perfect.
Here's the thing, Nina. I'm going to tell you this. Thanks for the call, Rita. Here's what I'm going to tell you right now, Nina.
What?
I can't see the scratch. I didn't see the scratch, but I'm hoping that it's big enough where I can get a new scooter.
Now it could be the best day that ever happened.
Isn't that how this works, Raphael?
Suckers.
In the loop. Now, you didn't leave a note. You're a terrible person.
No, listen, man, priorities. It was at the height of this, pandemic, and it's supermarket parking. That person, when he's trying to park into a spot, you're not sure if you have enough space or not. And so I went in because we were having one of those, Zoom, watch parties.
Yeah.
I needed my wine and my food.
I hear you.
I tried to pull in. I heard the scratch, and I said, no pull out. Gotta go bound. I parked a couple spaces down, ran in, got my liquor, and was out.
You never said, Raphael, karma is real.
I love this.
Karma is
Raphael,
real.
Karma is real. They shouldn't have parked that way, and I had to get my liquor.
No way. You better start watching
your
car.
That's bad karma on them. Why don't you park in between lines?
Just wait. Your car's going to be all scratched up.
So, Raphael, did any damage happen to your car?
No, thank God. So that's why
this guy. I appreciate your honesty, but you better watch yourself.
See, you're not as good as Eric. That's the thing. Thanks for the call, Raphael.
Exactly. See, at least it wasn't him that knocked your scooter.
But the thing is, if I would have seen this scratch, let's say in 2 weeks.
Right. Would you have thought you did it yourself?
Of course.
But that's still, it's not. Okay, depending on how big that scratch was on Raphael, but still, you can't. How do you sleep at night knowing you ruined somebody's car?
On my left side, Paulina. On my left side. Good morning. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, so did you leave a note or did someone leave a note for you?
So actually, I came out of Walmart a couple of weeks ago and I had a note on my car and I was like, oh no, I got hit. But I see a huge dent on my right side. I looked at it and it said, sorry for hitting your car. Someone's watching me, so it has to look like I'm leaving a note.
That's awful. That is so awful.
Listen, sometimes you don't got... let's say that person doesn't have insurance. That person don't got no money. And he's like, what is he supposed to do?
But he left the note anyway saying, I'm sorry I hit your car. Somebody's watching me, so I have to do this. All right, karma's guilty coming
conscience,
for you too.
A guilty conscience, but not that guilty.
That's so... Paulina, were you so mad?
Eric. Yeah, I was. I really was. I mean, the damage was bad. It cost me $350.
Yeah. You should have just went to the gas station and told one of those dudes for $20 just to pop it out. You got to go to the hood.
Oh, the little suction things when they do that. Oh, I see
hey, bro, they'll be like, hey, fam, I can fix that little dent right there for $20. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go inside and get a pop. When I come back out, if it's done, I'll give you $20.
There you go.
All right, guys. Oh, my poor little scooter. If you want to see the picture of it, at B96 Chicago on Instagram. It's in the Insta story. 68 degrees, but still summer in Chicago.
Hotter today. Did it say like a high of 80? I wore a sundress because of what my app said this morning.
I'll tell you, I was riding on my scooter to work and it was cold. But no, it's not even going to get up to 80 today.
What the heck? Why did it change? Anyway.
That's what happens in Chicago. That's why you got to be close to around 80. Okay, I'm telling you, if you want to do weather right in Chicago, you got to do more like bigger gaps.
Around 80 degrees.
See?
But no boob sweat today. So,
thank God.
I know. It's a real thing. Gabe and Nina on B96. What is also a real thing is what's been going on in my friend's relationship.
I feel bad for this girl.
I really wanted to bring this up because, you know, I don't get it. So my friend's been seeing this dude for almost a year, but they've been fighting a lot. I'm sure a lot of couples have too with the pandemic and, you know, just quarantining. But she was telling me that with every fight, he keeps bringing up breaking up. It's like almost like it's a threat.
Yeah.
And the first couple times when it happened, it had her kind of in panicky mode, like, oh, great, like, I'm going to walk on eggshells. But then now they're not breaking up.
You said he's doing it all the time.
He's doing it all the time. And so she's asked him to stop because obviously they're not breaking up.
Yeah.
But she feels some kind of way about it. Why? So I guess this is my question to you guys first before, you know, we dig deeper. But like, why is somebody threatening that? Is there a real intention to do so later?
Let's open up the lines too. 877-591-9696. If you're triggered right now by hearing that, or if you're a guy that's used that and you're thinking to yourself, well, this is why guys say that. We'd love to hear from you. Again, 877-591-9696. First of all, I mean, I'm trying to think, because like when I was younger, I would always use like the opposite. I would be like, oh, you're going to break up with me, aren't you? Don't break up with me. You know, like I would always do that so that it wouldn't happen. You know, when I was younger in younger relationships, but like threatening, like breaking up with you, I'd be like, what?
It's so, because it feels like manipulation to me.
Yes,
right? It's
like mind control.
It's like he's trying to break her down so she gets to the place where she needs him. And so then he's in control. This is my theory right now, by the way. So it feels like he can, you know, be the puppeteer, the puppet master. Do what I say or we're breaking up.
I hear that. B96, what's your name?
Jimmy,
all right. Why do you think this happens?
Well, it's because, like, some girls say some hurtful things, and it's like, man, I would never say things that they would say. So I will come up with, like, I'm going to break up with you or I'm going to leave just so I can, like, get that slam and that dig.
Okay.
So that's your way of hurting your
partner.
Well,
not necessarily only hurting her, but, like, if he's feeling like he's playing, you know, eye for an eye. Yeah, like, this is the only thing I can think of.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring up... I'm not going to bring up my wife's shortcomings and all that because that's rude and that's like insensitive.
Yeah, but we want to say we're going to leave our wife.
I get it though, Jimmy.
I get it. Sometimes it's your last resort.
Okay,
I think that's what he's ultimately saying. Jimmy, thanks for the call. The lines are open again. 877-591-9696. The question is, why do people threaten?
Yeah.
Why are people out here threatening, especially something like that?
Like, do you really think they're going to break up? At this point, I'd be like, do I need to pull the trigger first? What's going on here?
He's like, do it then.
And then, Nina, you said and that she just doesn't know what to do in that situation, right? Because he keeps doing it.
And she keeps asking him to stop, but for whatever reason, it keeps coming up. And so, like, is it real?
All right. So if you have any advice to her, I mean, I'll tell you what my advice to her would be when we come back. But I definitely want to take your calls. 877-591-9696. Why are people out here threatening to break up relationships?
During a fight.
And not breaking up.
Exactly.
If you're going to say it, do it. No, I'm just kidding. I feel so bad for your friend. Anyone that has to deal with that, where someone's threatening to break up with you.
I'm mad for my friend. I'm like, do it then.
Because just know it's like mind control related. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bianca on the south side. So why do you feel like this guy's threatening this woman? With breaking up.
Like,
wait, Bianca, hold on. With breaking up. With breaking up. Because I don't want people to think it's anything physical. All right.
Oh, yeah. So in this case, I feel like maybe because they've been fighting so much, he's planting that seed so that she does it, and he's not the one that's actually breaking up with her. He's just, like, trying to play that, like, mind game where He's making her do it.
He's being a little chicken to make her do it.
Right, but Bianca, is it one of those situations, or Nina, is it one of those situations where it's like, they kept telling me that I cheated on them, so I said, fine, I'm just going to cheat on them. That's like the worst thing you could ever say.
That is the worst.
If someone kept threatening to break up with me, I would literally be like, all right, then do it. Yeah. Or here you go. Here it is.
That's how I feel. I mean, I don't want that to happen for her because I know she really, really cares about him. And when they're not fighting, everything is great. But this is kind of crazy.
I just think, I mean, I'm trying to put myself in a situation where I'm in a relationship with someone that's threatening me like that.
At some point,
I'm trying to think, like, what am I doing? I think I'm like Bianca. Bianca, I'm like you. I'd just be like, do it then. I dare you.
Yeah, bye.
You're going to regret that. That's a bad idea, buddy.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
It is.
Yeah.
Bianca, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. But what is she supposed to do? Cliff, good morning. Like, what is she supposed to do in the situation where he's continually threatening her to break up with her? What is she supposed to do? Cliff? You're breaking my heart, Cliff.
Oh, I feel like he's going to say something good, too. No.
We'll talk to him in a second. Listen, the lines are open. 877-591-9696. Nina's friend, I feel so terrible for a guy. I feel like he's bullying her.
I feel like he's trying to manipulate the situation. Every time they fight, is he,
for lack of better words, is he the guy that wears the pants in the relationship?
I mean, they're actually pretty even about it. And I like the guy. Like,
how long have they been together?
Almost a year this summer.
Yeah.
He's like a decent dude, but I'm not there all the time. And so every time they fight,
is he an insecure kind of a guy?
That I could see. The insecurities I see, I can see that.
Because, you know, there's that self-sabotaging aspect where you're like, we're fighting, so we're probably going to break up eventually.
Instead of her breaking up, now he thinks he's taking control.
I'm going to do it so that she doesn't. That's an interesting question. All right, the lines are open.
Are you triggered is a great question.
Right. Why do people threaten? Why is he threatening? What's the point of that? And what should she do? She told him to stop several times. 877-591-9696. Edward, Christina, Cliff, we'll talk to you next. It's P96. Why do men threaten to leave women that are absolutely amazing?
Talk
about that in just a second.
Great point.
But first, if you're listening right now, I just want to remind you guys, you probably miss a lot of the show in the 6 o'clock hour, maybe even some of the 7. And if you ever miss anything and you want to check it out while you're at home, the Gabe and Nina Daily Show podcast is up on the radio.com app. So you can just pull that up, go on a run, listen to our whole show.
It's right there for you. And like this conversation today, if you need to play it for somebody that threatens to break up with their partner every time they fight, you can go back and play this part too.
Exactly.
Kelly in New Lenox. Okay, so why? Why would this even be happening in my friend's relationship?
I think that they're more scared and running away than to deal with the situation. I'm going through the same thing in my situation right now, that it's more being afraid of what's at hand. So why not just say we're going to break up and run away than dealing with the situation at hand?
Because, Kelly, if someone loved you and really wanted to be with you, the words, I'm going to break up with you, would never leave their mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would want to do anything you want. Like, it wouldn't even, like, I'm trying to think, like, I would never in a million years say that to Nicole, right? Because I'm not even in that mental space.
Because I was going to say that, too. Like, is there a part of him you think that actually wants to break up? I mean, or is he just letting fear win and it's a defense mechanism?
I think if it were a pie chart, 20% of it would be, I want to break up with her in real life. Because there's always some truth to every comment in that sense, right? I think part of it is he's concerned about the relationship as a whole. And he's like, this probably isn't going to work out. And then, like Kelly was saying, maybe he's just scared. You know what I'm saying? Kelly, thanks. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Well, that makes me want to tell her to just be like, so do it then.
Christina in Elk Grove Village. So you're saying that why is he doing this?
I kind of agree with Kelly. It might be a defense mechanism. If he went through a traumatic past or a traumatic experience in his past, fighting might bring a lot of negative feelings in his body that can really cause him to want to retreat and run away. And that might be, I'd rather break up than go through this fight.
Gosh.
And it's necessarily they want to break up with her. They just want to break up to get away from the fight.
Okay, Christina, you sound extremely intelligent based off of that response right there. So in knowing what you know and sharing this theory, what would you tell my friend to do?
I would say let's take a break from the fight, walk away for a little bit, and then come back and talk about it more rationally. And then he'll be better off with giving a good answer of how he really feels.
Either Christina is a therapist or has gone through a lot of therapy in her day.
Which one is it, Christina?
Gone through a lot of therapy.
Yeah, girl, me too. High five.
But it's true. They tell you that in therapy. Walk away from the situation and come back. And I think it's important for your girl in that moment. Thanks for the call, Christina, by the way. I think it's important in that moment for your girl to say, hey, listen, when you say you're going to break up with me, it hurts me.
Uh-huh.
And so that's one way, right? And then, like you said, when you come back, you'll be like, do you really want to break up with me? No, I don't want to break. Okay, well, I need you to stop saying that because it's affecting me, right? So I think it's like that kind of thing. But the best way, I think Christina said it best, is to take a break.
Walk away.
And then come back.
So it's going to go like this. I want to break up.
And then he's going to just, and all you're going to hear is this right here. That's the door closing.
B96.
B96, we are Gabe and Nina. It's a beautiful Thursday. Beautiful, beautiful Thursday. It's 71 degrees. Nina said it's going to be in the 80s. I see my Tom Skilling app. It says like 77. So we're saying around 80 today.
You're still just safe in a sundress.
Just so that we're okay. But you know how it is, Nina. You're going to be in the sun. It's going to be 82. And you're going to be in the shade. It's going to be 74.
Right. So you just do a little dance back and forth.
All right. So I've been trying to do a little dance with this individual that I've been emailing back and forth with because they seem to have a problem with a particular word that I keep using in my emails.
Okay.
And the word I learned from one of my best friends, Jesse, who's on the phone right now. Jesse, good morning.
Hi,
Jesse. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Now, Jesse works at Beatnik. So if you ever go to Beatnik on the River, Beatnik in the West Loop, be like, hey, is Jesse here anywhere? And then you can get a special drink that's not on the menu.
Name drop Jesse.
If you just name drop Jesse. So I'm going to say that right now. Now, Jesse, do you even know the word? I didn't even tell him what I'm calling him about. Do you know the word that I'm talking about?
Totally surprised. No.
You're the bad influence,
Jesse. Do you know what the word is?
I don't.
Take a guess. What word would it be?
A word that I taught you?
Yeah.
That's safe for air?
Yeah. Okay, forget it. No, don't answer that. All right. So the word is, Jess, heard.
Oh, yes.
Heard.
Yes.
But then
now, let me put it into context first. And then, Jesse, I want you to explain like why it's an important word. So sometimes when people send you an email or a text message, they're like, hey, Gabe, just so you know, this is new copy for your Sarpino's commercial. Hey, Nina, just so you know, this weekend, we're meeting at 6:30 instead of 5:30. Hey, telephone tone, make sure when you're putting up the B96 podcast that you put the Gabe and Nina sweeper at the very end.
And that's when you would say, heard.
Heard,
right?
But yeah, heard.
Heard. Oh. No, so you say heard. And the reason why you do it, you send a text, because a lot of times those messages fall flat, right? People send those messages and you never get a response because the assumption is that the person heard you and understood you. However, if you're the one sending that email or message, you have anxiety because that person never responded back to you and acknowledged it. Uh-huh. So instead of being like, okay, which everybody does.
Right.
I say heard because I picked that up. No. See, and that's just it. I picked this up from my boy Jesse, who works in the bar restaurant industry. Anyway, Jess, the point is, someone didn't necessarily like that I said heard. They thought that I was patronizing them. And I'm like, I'm not patronizing. I'm just saying heard so that you know I heard you. But Jess, where does that originate? Where does that come from?
Yeah, so it originates from the kitchen. And I'll say that the first time I started saying it, people were thinking that I was doing some kind of like new like slang. And they're just like,
heard.
Wait, yeah, you're not cool, Jesse. Like, no. But it started in the kitchen where everything's like hustle and bustle, fast paced, moving. So when you call back that you need something, the chef or the bartender or whatever can't wait for you to say, I got it or something like that, or just not acknowledge it. They need you to say heard. So that anyway, they know that you're on.
Oh, that makes sense.
So when
I could see, I mean,
so
I see
when the,
that.
So when the chef is like, I need two steaks, medium rare.
Heard.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Heard. So then that way, if I'm walking around and I hear the word heard, I know it got heard and I know that my steak should be coming up shortly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jess,
exactly.
Thank you so much for bringing some knowledge and professionalism to that.
Yeah.
Explaining the usage.
And then tell everybody that if they go to Beatnik and say your name and you're actually there. Not, you got to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to be there. But yeah, come visit, man. We're in full swing. We're opening up. And we got those
folks. Okay. Not going to be a commercial. This ain't a commercial.
I love you guys. I love you.
Right,
we love you, Jesse. Just scream his name and listen for the heard.
Yeah, that's what you got to say. Heard. Okay. But here's what I want to ask you, right? Because I want to bring it back to someone genuinely did not like that I said heard. Do you feel like that's a rude and disrespectful terminology to make people feel know that you're...
I've seen you do it in email chains that I'm also in.
Did you go like this?
The first time I did.
Yeah.
The very first time I saw him write just heard, I was like, oh, okay, just shutting this up real quick. This is no longer a dialogue. Yeah, right. This is a flat, it's over. But because I know you,
yeah.
I understand a little bit more. But initially, yes, because yeah. It's kind of polarizing. It's just, this is... text. You can read something like, thank you so much. Have a great day. Or I got it. And here's just a sentence that literally goes heard, period. Okay. End of conversation.
Game's being a jerk again. All right.
So shut it down.
I want to open up the lines because I want to hear from you, right? 877-591-9696. If you were to give someone a direction, a directive, or maybe just giving them some information, if they said heard.
Heard.
Hey, telephone tone. We need to call her at 7:15 tomorrow.
Heard.
Sounds good to me.
That's going to be
offended.
A new dialogue here in the studio.
All right. Do you have any issues with that? 877-591-9696. Or is it not a big deal? Or are you hearing it for the first time and you're like, this sounds like my jam? Telephone tone, go pick up the phone.
Heard.
877-591-9696. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this.
Right.
Because you heard it here on BNN.
I see.
Okay, that's terrible. Always been... Crystal and Beverly, what do you think about the new slogan you're about to be using? Heard.
Heard.
Yeah, I actually think I am going to start using it. I really like it.
It's funny, Crystal, because we were talking about it in the studio, and one of our bosses, he loves to get, the response, right? He wants to make sure mm-hmm. that you heard him. So sometimes, if you don't, he'll, put in the email, hey, let me know you got this.
Right. And that's when Gabe will respond with heard, period. Meanwhile, I'm like, copy okay. that.
So maybe Crystal,
yeah,
I shouldn't
put
the,
I like it.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't put the period at the end and just put heard.
Give it an exclamation mark, maybe.
Oh,
now heard. He's really yelling at you.
No. Now I'm excited.
All caps.
Heard. Oh, my God, I heard that. Okay, see that makes sense to me. Thanks for the call, Crystal. I appreciate it. I'm glad you don't hate it, because that's what happened with somebody, Lelisette. I was putting heard at the end of my emails in response to them, and they just kind of had a little issue, thought it was a little bit rude. What do you think?
So I actually love it. I've actually used heard to this day. My daughter's aunt lives in Chicago, and I got it from her. She says, it's more of a question. So she'll say, you heard? You heard me?
And then you're like, heard.
And I say it. Yeah, so I'll say it to my daughter, to my friends, and they're like, hold on. I'm like, what did you just say?
That's so funny.
Instead of, do you hear me?
All right, thanks for the call, Lisette. I mean, listen, I get where, because the thing is, you're doing the same thing, you know, by saying copy that or...
Right, but see, Jesse's explanation, I loved it because it comes from the kitchen. Like, for me, the copy that came from working in news. So people would yell at you, copy, got it.
Yeah, because when somebody emails you, you feel bad sometimes, don't you? When you're like, hey, this is going on, make sure we're executing this tomorrow. And then you don't want to be like, okay, got it.
No.
All the time.
No, of course. And I'm the person that's like, sounds good. That's so cool. Like two
sounds
sentences.
Sounds good.
Right. Meanwhile,
it's like,
heard.
Heard.
Stephanie in Michigan. Have you used this word before? Have you heard used the way that we're talking about?
No.
Okay. Do you feel like it's kind of rude?
No. I mean, I could see where, it coming off at first maybe, but no, it would be something I would so use or adapt to using.
Of course.
Stephanie, I think Gabe would be very comfortable if you decided
right now,
to take it on.
Let's practice, Stephanie. Stephanie, I need you to listen tomorrow at 7:15 a.m. or 7:10 a.m. because we're going to be playing Wake Up Wars.
Heard.
I like it. Thanks for the call, Stephanie.
Have a great day.
Okay, wait, this is fun. I think I want to do this more.
All right.
Veronica and Valpo, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, I'm going to need you to go on Instagram, Chicago_Gabe, and follow me, okay?
All right.
No.
No.
It's supposed to be heard.
What do you?
But that's not how you use it.
Okay.
If you're learning
how you use it.
We're learning right now. It's like we're all in class.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, what do you do for a living, Veronica?
I'm actually a server, so I use it at work all the time.
Oh, I thought you said you don't know how to use it all the time.
But see, don't you use it the same way we're referring to while you're at work?
Yes. And the funny thing is that I just started referring to my kids with herd when they talk to me lately.
And they're like, what are we, a herd of kids?
Mom, will you make me a sandwich?
Hey, guys, hope you enjoyed that.
And if you did, know there's more where that came
That's
from.
That's right, man. We're going to keep putting these podcasts online, and we hope you continue to enjoy them. And then when you get a job where you got to wake up at 6 in the morning,
you can be with us live weekday mornings on B96.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.